The World Cup in Qatar has paused for a couple of days, which helps the players and maybe also fans who get a break after a string of exciting matches, especially on Tuesday when Morocco became the first Arab nation to make it to a World Cup quarterfinals. NPR's Tom Goldman reports from Doha.
Excitement among Arab fans at this first Middle East World Cup has been building from the start. There was the early jolt of Saudi Arabia's stunning win over soccer royalty Argentina. Then, as the Saudis faded, Morocco took the baton, finished first in its group, and in Tuesday's knockout round, knocked out Spain, ranked seventh in the world. It pushed the Atlas Lions into uncharted territory, the quarterfinals. Last night, the roaring and horn-honking had subsided in Doha, but not the pride. In the city's famous labyrinthine market, Souq Waqif, 25-year-old Saudi Faisal Al-Khattabi was wrapped in a red Moroccan flag.
Morocco is, the country is Arabic, and Tunisian is Arabic, and Saudi Arabic, and we support us. We are all together.
Bilal Khawaja, a Palestinian Jordanian, was wandering the souk with his brother and their 12-year-old sons. The four of them were wearing Team Morocco t-shirts and flags. Khawaja said the outpouring of pride stems in part from having much of the world usually look at them, sporting and otherwise, as less capable because they're from Arab countries. He says World Cup success helps battle those misperceptions.
Tell me, do you know or do you hear Arab team get World Cup? No. Did you know the Arab team get 4 gold or silver or bronze? No. So that's why we try to change this story through any Arab team.
As they posed for a photo, they unfurled a Palestinian flag, a flag that's been ubiquitous at this World Cup, in the stands and on the field. A jubilant Moroccan team displayed it after the win over Spain. FIFA, soccer's international governing body, has not officially answered questions about what might appear to be a double standard. Those wearing rainbow colors to support LGBTQ communities or sporting messages criticizing Iran's government have met resistance by World Cup organizers. Those carrying the Palestinian flag, which some interpret as a similar type of political statement, have not. Khawaja simply says he's very happy it's happening, bringing attention at this World Cup to Palestinians' quest for rights and statehood, and perhaps, he said, the next World Cup played in North America.
This is good. Maybe next time American ask exactly what's this. Next time maybe Mexico.
Khawaja repeatedly said he didn't want to get into politics, but it's been impossible at this Middle East World Cup to ignore one of the region's most intractable political issues, Israel's occupation of the Palestinian territories. It's played out largely on social media, with Israeli reporters covering the tournament posting videos of them being rebuffed by Arab fans.
We are from Israel.
Huh?
Israel.
Israel?
Yeah.
Sure.
Hey, new friend, what? We have peace.
Palestinian.
Yeah. But we have peace, huh? Peace.
It's a popular assumption that while governments stoke hostility, people get along. In Doha, though, it's been the opposite. Despite Israel signing new agreements with Arab countries, including Morocco, a well of mistrust is evident at this World Cup, where the slogan is, "Football unites the world." Tom Goldman, NPR News, Doha.